Don't want to keep her waiting. Janice Dean, you know her well. Fox News meteorologist and has championed the cause as far as being the lead voice in what's happening with these nursing homes. Janice lost two in-laws in facilities due to COVID-19, and nice enough to give us a couple of minutes on a busy one here on a Thursday. Janice, great to have you back on LA News Radio. You know, the news just keeps coming and coming and coming. You know, we've got the federal probe now. I was a little surprised, District of Brooklyn, why not the Northern District? A little alarming to me. I don't know why. Maybe you can help me on that one. And B, you know, you got the back and forth with him and Ron Kim now, Assemblyman out of Flushing. You know, you had the press conference, which was a disaster for this governor, I thought, the other day, to not put himself in a light. But, man, I'll tell you, on a daily basis, Janice Dean, it keeps coming out.
Yeah, the dam is breaking. And I'm grateful. Listen, 6 months ago, had you told me that this was going to happen, I probably wouldn't have believed you because people weren't covering it. I'm sure you were. There are a lot of local reporters that were doing good work. But on the mainstream media, outside of Fox News or the New York Post, it was just not being covered.
Hogan on the other day, you know, breaking the story and everything else, the leak, you know, Melissa DeRozan, no one's, it's unbelievable. It really is. I mean, you can't paint it any other way, folks. When you think about it, what Fox News has done as compared to other networks, and I'm talking ABC, you know, now you're just, you know, Janice, now you're just starting, you know, you watch this nightly news stuff on these national networks. Now they're starting to give you a little bit of pieces of information here. Where were they before? You know, no one was talking about this outside of Fox, LA News, The Post. No one was talking about it. It's unbelievable.
It is. And so now I'm grateful. And I see all these tweets on social media, like, why are we learning about this story now? You know, when I've been shouting from the rooftop since May. But listen, you know, hindsight is 2020. They're covering it now. There is a real investigation into this governor. You know, his bullying of Ron Kim is not surprising, actually. And Ron Kim and I have become good friends. This is not about politics. You know, this is not about politics. It's about real lives that we lost, our greatest generation. It's about the truth. It's about good and evil. It's about finding out answers for families that deserve them.
Without question. Listen, it's despicable. I saw Ron Kim on one of the shows last night, you know, getting a phone call, the assemblyman's wife nearby in tears, you know, the threats. It's just despicable. I mean, that's tough. You know, when you get a governor calling an assemblyman, a Democratic assemblyman, I might add, who, by the way, has gone the other way as far as, you know what, I'm getting on board as far as Republicans are concerned. You know, we need an investigation. I mean, you can't even fathom. You know, when you have a conversation like that, somebody calls you at home, it's the governor and your family standing there. I mean, it can't get like that. It just can't.
Well, you're also, we also have to point out that Ron Kim lost an uncle in a nursing home. And this governor has never shown any remorse for the families, ever. I've never heard him say, I'm sorry for your loss. So the fact that he's calling this guy, and come on, I haven't been in politics that long or immersed in this kind of political storm my whole entire life, but I have heard from many lawmakers, many reporters, and other people on the side that say they are not surprised with this behavior from this governor. I've gotten it as well as my family members. They've called us a death cult. His spokesperson as a party has said she doesn't know anything except the weather. You know, like, he's trying to silence us. So you know what? Sometimes the bully does take a big fall, and I'm hoping this is the beginning of maybe the end.
Janice Dean with us. Janice, what do you think? Where do we go from here? You got the probe, FBI. You got a lot of back and forth. You got the Senate seems to be on board here about the stripping of emergency powers. You know, impeachment. As I said to the audience yesterday, it hasn't happened in 100 years. I mean, they had the articles ready for Elliot Spitzer way back. I think it was 08. He resigned. So in essence, at the very least, the stripping of powers. Where does this go, though? You still have to get this thing to the assembly. I'm going to have an assemblywoman on in a couple of minutes. But where does this thing go in your mind as far as the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think lawmakers have to do something. They have to. You know, what's happened with Ron Kim, the fact that this governor is completely unhinged right now. I mean, we're watching him have, you know, a nervous breakdown on television every time he's on television. You know, he can't control his anger or, you know, how he's been acting for the last 10 months. He blames everybody. He blames everyone except the guy that signed the order, the mandate to put COVID-positive patients into nursing homes. And I think if we find the origin of that March 25th order, we might have some answers. And that might go down a path of corruption and a money trail. So I'm hoping that there is a real investigation into this governor. And I think it might have to come, you know, on a bigger level from our federal government, from Joe Biden and the DOJ. I mean, this governor hasn't provided any information to the Justice Department in my reporting, and the AP just put out a report today saying the same thing, that they're claiming to us that this void of information to the families and to the Democratic lawmakers was because they were putting information together to give to the DOJ. Well, they didn't give anything to the DOJ.
You know what was a flag to me? I don't know if you caught it. I'm sure you did. Was Brooklyn. The district is, the U.S. District, Brooklyn, investigating. Why not Northern? Why won't Northern get into that territory in Albany? I don't understand that. Why do you think that's the way it is?
I don't know. I do know the Southern District is Melissa DeRosa's mother-in-law is in charge of that. So that's why it's being passed along to another district. Listen, this is not my wheelhouse. So it's probably better that you speak to a lawmaker in this matter. To me, it doesn't matter. If there is investigation on the table, I would hope that these judges and the people that are doing the investigation are on the side of the law.
And listen, you're right. I mean, his demeanor is, and I'm pretty good with body language. And if you look at him, you know, he's feeling heat here. He's squirming. Yes. He's dancing. And quite frankly, you know, he's not going to get out of this thing. He can't get out of this thing because, you know, this is ongoing stuff, okay? You got probes, you got Tish James, you know, you've got DeRosa, you got comments, you got Ron Kim. I mean, it's all kind of coming together. It's really, you know, it's an unraveling. What you're seeing here is an unraveling at our very eyes, and that's what it is. So, Janice, you know, in closing, you know, obviously, you know, I think a lot of the, you know, if you look at what happened on Monday with the press conference, a lot of people thought, okay, he's going to walk on water again, dodge the proverbial bullet. Not the case. Look what's happened in the last 3 days. That's why there is real heat going on right now. Give me a closing comment.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate because I think at the very beginning, had this governor said, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I was getting bad advice. I am so sorry for your loss, everyone, and maybe made some phone calls and maybe wrote some condolence letters instead of writing a book on leadership, maybe we wouldn't be here today.
Well, that's what it is. We wait, and we can't thank you enough for a couple here on a Thursday. We'll certainly be in communication with you and follow this path here, but it is getting hot and heavy. And again, thanks so much for giving us some time.
No problem. Thanks for following the story.
You got it. Janice Dean, she's right there, folks, at the top as far as, you know, losing two in-laws. See, she has been all over social media, and she has been really kind of pushing the envelope here. You know, she has really moved it. And that's why there's a lot of backlash right now. Backlash at her. You heard her say. Backlash at her family. Look at Ron Kim. The conversations going on between the governor and Ron Kim. It's unbelievable. But it's real right now. It's very real. And there's going to be some real big-time investigation going on right now. Because this is only getting started. And this is now, you see, when the national media is not reporting on anything, and then all of a sudden, you know, now you're hearing it. You know, now you're hearing, I was watching it flipping channels last night, CNN's on it, okay? CNN's on it. I mean, the governor's brother has a show on CNN at 9 o'clock. And by the way, from what we heard yesterday, the network told Chris Cuomo, you know what? You cannot discuss any of the goings-on right now as far as your governor is concerned, So that's what we had heard. You know, that just kind of gives you another idea of the seriousness of this situation, okay? It's no longer about the Abbott and Costello Comedy Hour at night anymore. Okay? Now it's serious stuff. Now you have the FBI. Now you have the U.S. courts involved. Brooklyn District. Okay? You're getting heat here. Must be some answers. And again, Janice is right. You go back to that edict of March 25th, allowing COVID positives back into those facilities. Okay? Why? What? I mean, you can't blame the Trump administration for this. You can't. You can't. It's not going to fly. It has absolutely no weight at all. Zero. So somehow, some way, prior to that, that's what investigators will be looking at right now. The so-called paper trail. And that's what you're going to see in the next couple.